Happy to welcome Ben Kirshen, trainer of Wonder Dogs and professional dog trainers program, a man who's been teaching dog training through seminars and DVDs for a long, long time. Over the years, he and his Wonder Dogs have made news on radio and television and throughout the United States, have been featured on A Salute to America's Pets with Alec Trebek and the Today Show with Willard Scott. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Bill.
And you brought Joey.
That's right.
Tell me a little bit about Joey.
Well, Joey's kind of power napping here by my feet because he not only had a busy weekend, we did four shows out in Maple Ridge. It was a big home show, but he also had a great run this morning just in the Maple Ridge area. So he's just recharging his batteries as we speak.
But what I noticed about him is he absolutely followed in lockstep with you. He's got no lead, no leash. He's just right with you all the way.
Yeah, I really emphasize that with clients that, having really tight control and allows them or enables them to have more freedom in day-to-day situations. I wouldn't recommend for obvious safety reasons that anybody ever take their dog off leash in a traffic situation unless they're absolutely confident. But I take pride in bringing my dogs through airports and train stations all over the world, and that includes downtown Vancouver and right here without a leash. It's something I've been working on over the years. I've gone up to some of the meetings at City Council to see if there could be the possibility of a leash law for dogs that don't have basic control and vice versa for those that have put in the time, and it's one of the one of the projects I've been working on over the years.
What do you tell people when they ask you about how they should choose a dog? What kind of dog should they get?
Well, for starters, I really believe that some people should not have dogs, that some should have cats or goldfish, because, let's face it, so many people in today's society are working two jobs. They have a family, and you know, you add a few activities in there, whether it's karate, music, what have you, and sometimes dogs end up in the backyard, and they become a tragic statistic. So the first thing that anybody should consider, I think, before getting a dog is, can we really budget the time for this project, not just for, you know, this year, but for the long haul, and that could be, you know, 15, 16 years. So this is something that I think a lot of people don't really take a good look at before getting into it is you know, the time commitment, not just the financial commitment.
And all dogs need a fair bit of exercise.
Well, I'll need a fair bit of exercise, but then you have some breeds that need a lot of exercise. You know, if you get a Newfie or a Great Dane, well, I shouldn't say Great Dane, Newfie or Great Pyrenees or picture some of the larger breeds, these breeds obviously require less exercise. But whether it's a West Highland Terrier, whether it's a miniature poodle, whether it's a high-energy dog from the working group, be it an Australian cattle dog or a Malinois, boxer, so many breeds require more exercise than you can possibly imagine. The longest recorded fox hunt in history was over three state lines. It was 3 days total, over three state lines, over 500 miles, and these hounds stopped every now and then to lap some water from a stream, but they kept on running for 3 days. So a lot of people have no idea of really how much dogs need to run, especially when they're young, to create harmony in the household.
So is that a problem if you get a bit on the older side yourself and you want a new dog, a young dog, that you've got a dog that needs more exercise than you're probably able to give it?
Well, it's a consideration. There are stats out there showing that people with dogs tend to get more exercise because the dog just, you know, gets them out and makes it happen. I'm a runner myself, and so, you know, if somebody is, for example, a runner or into hiking, it's a perfect fit.
What kind of a dog is Joey?
Joey's a Border Collie.
Now, they require exercise.
They are right up there on the 10 out of 10 scale, along with some of the sporting breeds, the Pointers, some of the Spaniels. We're talking super high energy. And it not just depends on the breed, but it depends on the type of dog. For example, you've got your field-type Goldies, your hunting Goldies, same with your Labrador Retrievers. Then you've got the show quality, and the show quality are much more mellow. So it not only depends on the breed, but the type of breeding that's gone into that dog.
Now, you had a busy weekend.
Absolutely.
Tell me about it.
Well, the weekend was really unprecedented for me for a number of reasons, but the main reason being At this point, I have literally hundreds of graduates from my professional dog trainers program. They're on every single continent, all around the world, and I take so much pride in the success of my students. And this weekend, I did a trick and frisbee show. Actually, I did four shows over the past 2 days at Maple Ridge. And Lisa's son, who graduated from my program 2 years ago, she lives here in Richmond, she brought her five dogs, and she performed mainly with Biff, Nacho, Soleil, and Brutus. And three of those dogs that I mentioned are beautiful pugs. They're pugs with the most amazing repertoire of tricks you can imagine. And, you know, seeing Lisa perform with her dogs and just seeing the amazing repertoire that she's put together over the past 2 years, we got talking and we thought, wouldn't it be a great idea if we could put out the word to anybody in the Lower Mainland, as Lisa lives here in the Lower Mainland, if they have a dog that has talent, we want to hear from you. You know, we want to hear from you because we thought, wouldn't it be great to start something that I don't think has ever been done? There's agility groups, there's flyball groups, but there's no trick and frisbee groups. And we thought of starting something that's free of charge. Doesn't matter what age somebody is. They could be 9 years old, 19. They could be a senior citizen. Doesn't matter, you know, what language you speak. So long as you have a dog that has talent, come on down. We want to hear from you.
So how do people get in touch with you?
Well, the website is probably, two things. You've got the website, wonderdogs.bc.ca. The email address is wonderdogs@wonderdogs.bc.ca. The toll-free number, if they want to call, is 1-800-961-6616. And I should mention that there is a large Chinese contingent here on the Lower Mainland. Lisa and I talked about this. She speaks Chinese. And if anybody does not have English as their first language, don't be shy. We still want to hear from you. Again, it's open to anybody that has a dog that has talent. Doesn't matter what other factors are involved.
And we have a few minutes for you to talk directly to Ben Kirsten, a trainer with Wonder Dogs, 604-280-9898. Any questions you might have about choosing a dog or training a dog when we come back. Talking dogs and dog training with Ben Kirsten, trainer with Wonder Dogs, 604-280-9898 is my number, and I welcome your calls. Sandra, hi.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know I was on. I have a retired show breeding dog. She's a miniature schnauzer, and I don't think she was well socialized when she was younger, because every time I take her for a walk, she seems to want to attack every other dog we run across. Now, I have another schnauzer that doesn't do this, so I think it might have something to do with her socialization at a younger age. So what can I do about this?
Well, Sandra, first question is, how old is your dog, and how old was she when you got her?
Well, she's probably about 3 or 4, and I just got her maybe 7 or 8 months ago.
Okay.
And my other dog is nearly 10.
Okay. Between me, you, and the lamppost, a lot of show dogs, quote-unquote, are not well socialized, and when somebody gets an older dog that comes from a breeder, this often is the case, unfortunately. So what you can do is a couple things to consider. First of all, what we call extreme exercise. When a dog is getting way more exercise than they've ever had for 5 days straight, you know, picture 2 hours a day, not all at once, but in bits and pieces, so it adds up to a minimum of 2 hours a day for 5 days straight. After 5 days, I would predict that your dog would be calmer in all situations, but that may not solve your problem. If it doesn't solve the problem, then you would need to do some training that specifically focuses on the issue. I can show you video footage of a couple dogs I've worked with over the past few weeks. Same problem. In 15 minutes, I had the dogs nose-to-nose in a whole group of dogs. They were surrounded, you know, by 10, 12 dogs, and absolutely no aggression. So it's something that, you know, don't let anybody tell you that this cannot be resolved.
Well, I think it can be resolved.
It can. It's just a question of proper technique, proper timing.
And where can I, is that Good Dogs I get a hold of?
I'm sorry?
How do I get a hold of your training course?
Well, for starters, if you're here in the Lower Mainland, I would probably put you in touch with Lisa's son, who lives in Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? Why don't you just send me a quick email, wonderdogs@wonderdogs.bc.ca, as I don't have Lisa's email handy, and I'll just forward it to her. So that would get you started.
Ian.
Hi there.
Hi.
Got two dogs. One is a 3-year-old Pomeranian Shih Tzu cross. The other's a little itty-bitty Yorkie. The Yorkie's just under a year old. And for the life of us, we cannot get them to poop outside. They go for walks. We go lots of walks. The Poma will do her business pretty much anywhere outside. But the Yorkie will pee outside, but will not. She'll come inside, go to a spot, and just do her thing. It doesn't matter how long we walk or how much exercise or anything. It's the most bizarre thing we've ever seen.
That's not good.
No.
What would you suggest, Ben?
Well, for starters, when you're trying to housebreak a young puppy, it's a totally different ballgame than when you're trying to housebreak a dog that is, you know, a chronic peer and pooper. What you need to do is not give your dogs the freedom of the house anytime unless they have earned it. So, in other words, if right now they consider the house to be, you know, a place to hang out, a place to eat, and the bathroom. Sensible confinement can come in a few different forms. So long as you're getting your dogs tons of exercise every day, it's fine to have them crated or confined to a small area. For example, the crate concept is simple. The dog doesn't want to go to the bathroom in the crate because they're stuck with it until somebody lets them out. So housebreaking is not rocket science. It's really easy. We can set up an airtight system where there's no chance, there's no margin of error on your part or the dog's part. And within 2 days, 48 hours, you're going to be seeing concrete, tangible results. If you want, I don't know if we have time to give some quick tips over the air, do we, Bill?
We have about a minute and a half.
Okay. That's not a lot of time, so...
I think you should go to the website and or send you an email.
Sounds good.
604-280-9898. Kelly, hi.
Hi. Hi, Bill. I have an 8-month-old Boston Terrier, and she is a real, really nice dog, except she nips at your ankles once in a while, and kind of, if she looks at you just in a friendly way, she'll kind of nip at your face, and I'm just wondering how I break that.
Ooh.
Okay, well, first of all, you got a great dog. I just love, all terriers, but especially the Boston Terrier. They're great little dogs. What I said earlier applies to many different forms of problem behavior. I want you to try the 5-day experiment that I just spoke of a few minutes ago. It's almost like giving your dog, you know, a chunk of Valium. The calming effect is remarkable, especially for young puppies. So I want you to be creative. You know, go down to the dog park, let her rip around with other dogs, throw the ball, take her hiking. If she's a swimmer, take her swimming in one of the creeks or lakes. And you would be amazed if you stick to the 2-hour to the 5-day experiment, minimum, absolute minimum, 2 hours per day, 5 days a week, the result is so dramatic you probably won't recognize your dog at the end of the 5 days.
For more information, the website again is?
wonderdogs.bc.ca.
And Rebecca will be back with our listener line and email right after this.